A new and large form of COVID economic relief has opened in the U.S. just in the past few weeks. The federal government is now offering to pay for all or most of every funeral caused by the disease. Lisa Desjardins reports.
It is perhaps the least told cost of the last year. Unexpected funerals, 500,000 of them from the coronavirus. Families have shouldered a huge expense just to say goodbye from a distance.
Buenos dias.
Like at the funeral of Patricia Fernandez in Indio, California. The 75-year-old died in January after 3 weeks on a ventilator. For her daughter, Sandra, the emotional toll was almost unbearable.
For days and weeks, I woke up thinking this is just a nightmare until reality hits and you realize it's not a nightmare. She's not here anymore.
And she's no longer here as the caregiver for Sandra's sister, Bertha, who has disabilities. Sandra took over that care while working as a school administrator. This as the cost of the funeral, embalming, and burial reached nearly $13,000.
So it was super hard to gather all that money and stressful. None of us have that amount of money saved up, not for, you know, not even half of that.
That is outrageous.
The issue raised high-profile concern from now Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York. And in two separate bills, including the American Rescue Plan,
passed.
They pushed through tens of billions in help. The benefit is historic. The federal government will reimburse up to $9,000 in costs, about the average for a funeral in America. For families with multiple deaths, the limit is $35,000. That is for every coronavirus death since late January of last year and going forward until 2025.
Today is the day. The hotline is open.
Ocasio-Cortez spread the word when FEMA opened the program nearly 1 month ago. But FEMA has never overseen an emergency death benefit on this scale before. No agency has. They chose to take applications by phone only to cater to each case. And as headlines showed, it was a rough start. The phone lines crashed almost immediately under the stress of 1 million callers, including Sandra.
The first day I couldn't get through, but the next day I tried it. And after waiting for an hour, I was able to see why it took so long for the call to be, you know, answered.
As FEMA was overwhelmed, funeral directors like Omar Rodriguez also became inundated and frustrated.
For a year, I've just seen one dumb decision after another.
Rodriguez works at Neufeld Funeral Home in a neighborhood of Queens, New York, dubbed a COVID epicenter last spring. Rodriguez says the funeral benefit, even if well-intentioned, is tangled in red tape. For example, families must produce a death certificate that lists COVID-19 as the cause. But most death certificates in New York do not list a cause of death at all.
We're looking for other ways to get causes of death to people and notarized paid bills and all sorts of things. And it's just everyone, I guess, since they're learning about this program, it's like they're all coming at once.
Not a guy to mince words. He says politicians could have avoided this.
I just wish that these municipalities and the powers that be would consult with those of us that are down, you know, in the midst of all this.
They do say they consulted with, like, the National Funeral Homes Director Group.
Again, it's a waste. National, those are guys who haven't touched a stretcher, haven't embalmed a body, haven't been out in the road. A lot of people sitting behind desks looking and, oh, this is terrible, and not really in the midst of what's going on.
By any standard, it is a massive undertaking. Already, FEMA says it's processing over 150,000 applications.
Got to be a little bit patient, but at least there's going to be some help.
We asked Schumer about the frustration, and he stressed that every state and county has a different process for death certificates, that FEMA is doing its best.
They're going to help people. Many of them are poor. Many of them are immigrants. Work through the status here, work through the paperwork here so they can get the relief they need.
FEMA modeled its COVID benefit on funeral aid after natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy. But that storm's death toll was smaller, 131 people. Also getting attention, the $9,000 figure.
What did you think when you found out about the size of this benefit?
I was shocked, to put it mildly.
Victoria Hanneman is a professor at Creighton University in Omaha who specializes in the rising cost of death care in the U.S., including what she calls funeral poverty. But she says this idea to pay for any and all COVID funerals is deeply flawed.
We feel the need to react and provide assistance, but in this case, because we are not means testing, we are also providing assistance to high wealth and high income individuals. And so while we want a safety net to assist those in need, a subsidy for all program kind of exacerbates inequities and unfairness.
Schumer responded, he believes people mostly will means test themselves.
The people who are going to apply are the people who need it overwhelmingly.
Lawmakers seldom pass such an open-ended benefit. It could take months to sort out exactly who uses it. But in the meantime, Patricia Fernandez's funeral hovers still, leaving her family with memories, but also thousands in debt. Their GoFundMe effort to raise money fell far short. Now, Sandra Fernandez hopes a check from FEMA arrives soon.
So I'm just praying and hopeful that that money comes through and could help me in some way. We know that that money's not going to bring a loved one back, but it at least will take a little bit of your stress away.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Lisa Desjardins.